land. This is God's covenant church, the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. We're thanking God for God's wisdom. We have the wisdom and the knowledge of God because we keep God's commandments and we do them. We are a holy and a sanctified people. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelist. Deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God have made this way for us to come to you.
Yes, Lord.
We're grateful for our anointing that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. We believe in the blood of the Lamb. We want to talk about keeping God's word because keeping God's word is keeping a contract with God. When you keep God's word, you are making a contract. We're going to discuss that a little bit, quote a few scriptures, get it in your mind. Before we get to that, our Deacon Darrell wrote this song, Free to Serve. You want to hear that, Sister V, Deacon Darrell, and the musicians, Free to Serve.
You might always seem to have integrity, with a smile like a warm, the deep blue sea. But in times of trials and tests, are you depressed? Can you represent true holiness? See, as for me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When tried, I strive to seek his judgments.
Cause I know he controls it all.
For he made the test and with righteousness.
And all I do is hold on. And I won't be frustrated.
God's in control and
I isolated.
I'm not alone and I know.
No, life is not complicated. Always staying separated.
And what do you do?
Well, I just strive
to walk in the ways led by the Son of Man.
I deny
all of the ways bound by the old man.
I give up all
day by week, my thoughts day by day.
Through
instructions from God's begotten Son.
It keeps me free
from such like things in the flesh, for the deeds have been born.
Free to serve God.
But see by power from him, my Redeemer who set you free. Son of Man, God's anointed, how beautiful are their
means. I'm walking right, I'm thinking right, I'm doing right, living right. Therefore, his word.
Life and pray that my heart would stay contrite by this one, the man of God, the rhythm of life, and all things are measured to see. It takes a spiritual mind to know you're not set. His intent is for ease to be made free
in the process of time, but by faith I claim the
victory. But nevertheless, the trials and tests, I'm truly blessed. My soul is at rest.
Cause I've made some of these
due instruction.
All I do is hold on, and I won't be frustrated.
God's in control and I
never feeling isolated.
Cause I'm not alone and I know.
Don't know why it's not complicated.
God leads me through.
Yes, he does, and I'm always staying separated.
What do you do?
Well,
Wonderful number. We are God's church. We are the church of God, and we are established in the word. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. When we get into this thought, we make a contract when we keep God's word. Before we get into that, our Deacon Fina has these announcements. Dee?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday Sabbath. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Glad to be with you today. We honor our elders, our evangelists, and our deacons, and our missionary, and all you that hear my voice. This is an opportunity. We are blessed to be able to be with you. We are in this world, but we are not of the world. And everyone has been getting excited behind these holidays all year, not just the past Christmas day, but all of the different holidays and all these commandments of men, anniversaries, birthdays, Father's Days, Mother's Days. But what about God's holy day? The day that God sanctified in the creation of time. The seventh day, the day of rest. Ones don't get excited behind that day. As the Lord said, full well you transgress God's commandment by your traditions. Traditionally, Sunday is the day of worship for so many Christians, the majority, 99.99%. But that's the commandment of a man,
right.
Emperor of Rome in 321 AD. But God, the witness of God, is greater than man. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the reason why so many have chosen this day because of this tradition, because they don't live holy. They're everything but holy. But as I said in the beginning of the broadcast, God's word is a contract. Should you decide to live for God. Let's go, evangelists, to St. John 3 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, they put a big spread out. Everybody comes around, and they got food you can't name. But on the Sabbath day, nothing but shopping going on. Activities, bowling, all your leisure activities. But nothing about pleasing God. calling the Sabbath a delight. But it's such a delight, these holidays, and they build up to it. Then when it's over, all you have is a trail of credit card bills.
All right.
And money out of your pocket. St. John 3:16. Now, the Christian world loved to quote this scripture. Mm-hmm. What does it say, Evangelist?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Now, God took on the flesh. His word was made flesh. And he dwelt among us. He gave his life for the world. This is what God did. Okay. What did he say?
That whosoever believeth in him.
Now, this is the condition of the contract that God gave of himself. He gave himself, and if you choose to accept his gift, it's to those that believe. What?
Okay.
Whosoever
believeth in him.
What?
Should not perish.
So the contract is you've got to believe in order to be granted this everlasting life.
Yes.
To be granted acceptance with God.
Right.
It's for the believer.
Yes.
Not those that don't accept him. That whosoever believeth in him, what?
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
But have everlasting, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But there's the condition here in the contract. You've got to be a believer. What?
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world.
Well, neither does his people today. We're not here to condemn. But through his people, through a light, through the witness, you can be.
Yes.
Through someone that have God.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But that the world, through him.
Through him. Wait a minute. Because even the Lord. It was his word that saved you.
Yes.
It's his word that saves you.
Yes.
His flesh was just provided as a way to get to the word.
Yes.
He paid the price.
Yes, he did.
For sins.
Mm-hmm.
Through him. What?
Mm-hmm. But that the world through him
might be saved.
Be saved.
What?
He that believeth on him.
Here is the conditions of the contract. He that believeth on him
is not condemned.
You're not condemned.
But he that believeth not is condemned already.
These are all the conditions in the contract letting you know, well, now if you don't change your oil, we don't honor the contract. You don't get service, or we don't cover this if you don't do this. And it's letting you know, he that believeth on him is not condemned.
Right.
So you shouldn't be condemned in God when you believe on him. You shouldn't have condemnation in your life.
All right.
But he that believeth not, what?
Mm-hmm. Because he hath not believed in
him. He that believeth not is mm-hmm. condemned, what?
Already.
Already, what?
Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
What?
And this is the condemnation.
Now here's more conditions about living for God, keeping his word.
This is
that light.
That light is come into the world.
What?
And men loved darkness.
What?
Rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
So if you love darkness rather than the light. Now in the light is God's word.
Yes.
Let's go there, Proverbs 6:23.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that so many loves it. Jesus is the light, and he is the light. Jesus is the word also. So it's more than just Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is God. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the law. He is the commandment. He's the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He's righteousness.
Yes, he is.
So now when you hate the light is because your deeds are evil.
Mm-hmm.
You and I should be lights in this world.
Yes.
Proverbs 6:23, what does it say?
For the commandment is a lamp.
The commandment is a lamp. This is part of our conditions of the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lamp. What?
And the law is light.
Now, God's law is light, but if you hate the light, it's because you're in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should love the law.
Yes.
We love the laws of the land. It keeps
yes.
us safe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I love street lights because it keeps ones from running into us.
Yes.
and claiming, no, I was here first. You got a light to go by. I love it when you have laws saying you cannot just enter someone's home when you don't belong there. Laws that keep you safe.
Yes.
So if you love the Lord, you should love his law.
Yes.
It's light. Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 8 and 20. Let's go there. These are the conditions of the contract. How many have contracts about many things, appliances, your cars? How many look into the conditions until something go wrong? Then you find out you're not covered. So many buy these insurance policies and find out, well, I'm not covered. So many find and buy these policies, health policies, and find out, well, you cannot be covered because you had a precondition. Well, it's like the word of God. You're not covered when you're still in sin. You're not covered. The word comes to take us from sin and to keep us from sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
8 and 20, Isaiah.
To the law and to the testimony.
Now, this is the conditions of God's word, to the law.
And to the testimony.
And God's testimony is the word. It is law. Mm-hmm. To the law and to the testimony, what?
If they speak not according to this word.
Now, it's talking about those that say they are light, because the Lord said, ye are light. You are lights of the world. I am a light. And you are a light. This is what the Lord said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's letting you know the conditions of a light.
Yes.
One that say they're a light in God. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word.
It is because there is no light in them.
Now we understand more about those that have God's word and say they're a light.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't speak according to God's law and according to the testimony, you don't have light in you.
That's right.
Means you don't have Jesus.
That's
isn't that beautiful?
Right.
How plain is that? Go back to St. John 3.
Mm-hmm.
3 and 20, because it's all about understanding when you say you have God in your life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When one says they are keeping God's word, you have a contract with God.
Thank God.
There's conditions that we must meet to stay in the will of the contract.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
3 and 20.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light.
So if you say, you know what, I don't like the laws of God, that's done away with. There's probably evil in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably are evil. Mm-hmm. You just don't know it. But this is what the conditionings are telling you.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Conditions tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Why?
Neither cometh to the light.
What?
Lest his deeds should be reproved.
So many don't want to find out, well, Pastor, show me in the scripture why the seventh day is the day of worship. Show it to me. They won't come and ask and go through the scriptures and reason because their deeds are evil.
Yes.
And they don't want to be reproved by the light. They don't want knowledge. Read.
But he that doeth truth.
But if you're doing the truth, all you know to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is in God. It's in Jesus. If you're doing all you know, you're going to do more and follow what you know to get more light. He that doeth truth, what?
Cometh to the light.
What?
That his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God.
Well, Pastor Boyd, I've been serving the Lord for so many years. I think I'm in holiness. I know my church is a Baptist church, but I'm holy. I want to be sure I'm in the right place if I have the same holiness you're talking about. Because it's not what I've got. It's what the scripture says the conditions are. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We want to find out that our works are wrought in God.
Yes.
We want to reason and find out if the day you say that is the first day of the week that God rolls is why you keep it. Is that the day we should? Let's find out what the scripture is saying. Isn't that beautiful? Read the 36th verse.
Thank God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
Wait a minute. That's what the contract is telling you.
Yes.
It's easy to say, I believe. Now, many do believe that Jesus came and died. That's not what the scripture is talking about. But you've got to believe in what he stands for.
Yes.
And believe to the saving of your soul.
Yes.
Which means you have the works to prove that you believe.
Yes.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
What? And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life.
What?
But the wrath of God abideth on him.
These are the conditions of the contract. Yes. So if you only have wrath abiding on you, something must be wrong here.
Yes.
Let's go to James 2:19. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say, well, I believe that the Lord died for our sins. Well, children believe that as soon as they find out who Jesus is. They believe that. And the drunkards believe that. That's not going to get you salvation without the conditions of the contract being fulfilled. James 2:19, what does it say?
Thou believest that there is one God?
What?
Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
So we're not going to get excited because I believe that there is a God. So what? Every religion out there believe that there is a God, and they call him many names. Mm-hmm. You only got one, don't believe in anything. They're called atheists.
Yes.
But before they leave here, many times that's who they're calling on, somebody's God.
Yes.
Or when they get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Thou believest that there is one God.
Mm-hmm.
Thou doest well. What?
The devils also believe and tremble.
So we're not going to get excited because one say they believe. So many of these ministers get on these broadcasts and they quote God's word. But do you quote and say that you don't sin anymore?
All right.
Why don't you be bold like the Lord and like Peter or Paul said, there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, because there is but one.
That's right.
Why don't you stay with God's word?
Isn't
that beautiful?
Beautiful.
One Lord.
Beautiful.
One faith. One baptism. Instead of compromising. The Lord didn't compromise. The Lord called the ministers of the day just what they were. Whited sepulchers.
All right.
Full of dead men's bones. And so many of these ministers quoting God's word and don't know what holiness is. And they're yet sinning. We are not sinners saved by grace. We were sinners saved by grace. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
The knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it.
What?
For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Contract. Yes. And there's the conditions. If you eat, you're going to die. Yes. Adam could have walked away out of the garden, but he didn't.
No.
Because you and I have a choice today, too.
Yes.
Adam was intelligent. Adam named names for everyone.
Yes, he did.
He was an intelligent man.
Yes, he was.
He could have walked out of the garden and not accepted the contract, could have, because he had a free will.
Yes.
But because he stayed, mm-hmm. that means he accepted the conditions yes. of the contract.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read 12.
Mm-hmm.
12.
And
chapter and the first verse.
Oh, 12.
Let's go there. Genesis 12
mm-hmm.
and 1. God gives every man a choice.
Yes, he does.
When you say you want to live for God, you are making a contract with God. That beautiful?
Yes.
Everything that God speaks is his word. It's law. And you have a choice to accept it or not.
That's
12 and 1.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram.
What?
Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee.
That was a command God gave Abraham. What?
And I will make of thee a great nation.
That's a promise. That's a contract. What?
Yeah. And I will bless thee and make thy name great.
What?
And thou shalt be a blessing.
These are the conditions. Read.
And I will bless them that bless thee.
What?
And curse him that curses thee.
What?
And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
This is what's going to happen in the contract. In keeping God's word, by obeying God's command. What?
Mm-hmm. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto
him. So that
him.
Means he said, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Because he moved at the command of God.
Yes.
Departed and what?
And
as the Lord
had spoken unto him.
What?
And Lot went with him.
What?
And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
Wait a minute. He was talking to Abraham, but Lot obeyed too. That means Lot entered into a contract with God.
Yes, he did.
Because he followed the one that God was using.
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now Israel.
Yes.
That beautiful. God is talking to his
yes.
people today.
Yes.
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Yeah. Thank God. Read it, evangelist.
Uh-huh.
I know we're signing off.
Yes.
Everyone that hear my voice, you should think about the contract that God is making with you today. What?
And now, Israel.
What?
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
So God only requires from his people, those that would choose to be his people. What?
But to fear the Lord thy God.
I believe the scripture says here the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, because that is the fruit of keeping God's word, to keep his commandments. That's the fruit of fearing God. What?
Fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways.
What?
And to love him.
These are the conditions of the contract, to love him. What?
To serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Not half-heartedly, but all thy heart. What?
And with all thy soul.
Why?
To keep the commandments.
To keep the commandments of the Lord.
Of the Lord. What? And his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
For thy good. Read the 16th verse. What did that say?
Uh-huh. Circumcise.
Circumcise.
Therefore the foreskin of your heart.
What?
And be no more stiff-necked.
No more stiff-necked. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28 and 1. More conditions of the contract. Why we over here don't pray over food, we don't get together on this so-called Thanksgiving holiday, because we're thankful all the time.
All the time.
God said, I'm going to bless your bread and your water. So you have to pray about that. But we're thankful all the time. Deuteronomy 28 and 1.
And it shall come to pass.
What?
If thou shalt hearken.
If is the condition of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments.
So it's all about keeping God's commandments, preachers, before and after me.
Yes.
It's about keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
That's what you teach the people.
Yes.
All 10 precepts. Read.
Which I command thee this day.
What?
That the Lord thy God will set thee on high.
What?
Above all nations.
Above all nations.
Of the earth.
What?
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake
thee. So you ain't got to pray for the blessings. They're going to overtake thee if you keep God's commandments. If we obey God's voice, what?
If thou shalt hearken
what?
Unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
What?
Blessed shalt thou be in the city.
In the city, what?
And blessed shalt thou be in the field.
In the field, that's the world, what?
Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body.
What?
And the fruit of thy ground.
All right.
And the fruit of thy cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And the increase of thine kind.
What?
And the flocks of thy sheep.
That means everything we own. What?
Blessed shall be thy basket.
Other words,
thy
when
store.
You go shopping, when you prepare your food on the table, it's already blessed.
Yes.
What?
Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out.
Listen, we're blessed when we go out, we're blessed when we come in, and I ain't got to go out and say, I'm blessed.
No.
I don't, how you doing? I'm blessed. Thank God. We are blessed people. The word says that.
Yes.
If you really know that, you don't just give it away so easily.
Yes.
Read.
The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before
thy
face.
So don't fight against God's word. Come on, Deacon Batiste. Don't fight against God's word. You'll be smitten.